Or with Tom Ricketts.
So I've watched you walk through this park for shaking hands, upper deck here. I mean, there's a connection with the fan base in you that has never been had with an owner. What does that mean to you?
Oh, obviously it means the world for me. Like, all these years, the tough years, the lean years, I'd walk through the park. And, you know, if you read the newspaper or listened to, like, sports talk radio, you might get down on yourself. But the fans were never down. They knew we had a plan. They knew that it would take time, and they were very supportive. And all I really want to do is just pay them back.
So going back to hiring Theo, were you confident you were going to get him at the time?
Well, you never know. We never really knew each other, but we hit it off. We were very fortunate. He was transitioning out of Boston, and thankfully he was looking for a new challenge. And obviously it's working out in a way that that we always hoped.
So sitting in the stands tonight, watching it unfold, what's going on in the mind?
Well, I'm just happy. I'm relieved that we got through tonight. The Dodgers are a great team, a great organization. They were scary. Tuesday night was tough. I mean, they can beat anybody anytime. So I'm happy about that. I'm glad that we did it tonight, so I don't have to spend 24 hours of complete anxiety. And then I'm looking forward to, taking a day off and then firing it up, getting out to Cleveland, and winning four more.
Were you more nervous down 3 runs, game 4, San Francisco, or down 2-1 against the Dodgers?
Dodgers. San Francisco, that was a tough night until, of course, the very end. You know, coming back here for game 5 with a team that has a history of winning every other year and a lot of momentum, that would have been tough. But, you know, honestly, I wasn't as concerned. Tuesday night was a tough loss. And, you know, it's a big statement, great credit to our guys. They bounce back from a really, really tough loss and come back and just roll. And they did. So I'd say that a little more worried after that game Tuesday night. But in the end, you know, I've had a lot of faith in this team, a lot of confidence in our manager, and I knew we'd be here.
The city loves this team. I mean, they really do. Javi is getting some, like, Sammy back in the day treatment. And, I mean, you can't not love Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant. So there's a connection building here between the young guys and the city that hasn't been around, too.
Well, I think there's a couple of things in there. One is they're great young men. You know, you look at a guy like Anthony Rizzo, a guy like Chris Bryant, you know, they're just really upstanding guys. You know, there's great guys. The second thing, which I think is interesting and I believe is true, is that, you know, the fans, as we built this team from the ground up, fans remember, you know, the day you draft a guy, the day you trade for a guy. The fans have watched them grow. They know the day we drafted Javi. They remember the day he hit 3 home runs in minor leagues. And they've seen him grow up in front of their eyes. They've seen this team gel. And so I believe that, you know, that has a lot to do with the connection that they have with our fans.
And lastly, your favorite part about just being here right now, your family's behind you, and just the moment standing here. Does it feel like you thought it would feel, or is it? Can you even take it in at all?
Well, you know, first of all, we're not done yet. I mean, I like the champagne. I like the party, but we're not done yet. I mean, breaking the 71-year thing is not what we're after. We're going after that 108-year thing. So, but it's a great. It feels great that all the fans could be here tonight. I wish every single Cubs fan ever could be here tonight, because it was such a great energy and excitement, and that's what I take away the most from tonight.
So you're down 2-1. What were you thinking at that point?
You know, just that we need to wake up and be ourselves. The same thing as that game 4 against the Giants. It's like, if we're going to go down, let's go down as us. And sure enough, you know, when the switch went on in San Francisco, bang, it was a lightning strike, and that series is over. Same thing here. Zobrist laid down that bunt. All of a sudden, our at-bats got so much better, our approach was back, and we put on kind of a masterpiece performance tonight. Kyle Hendricks, unbelievable. And it's good to be part of this organization, man. It's a special place. I'm just honored to be here.
What surprised you most about this group, if anything? The biggest thing that jumped out?
About this game tonight? The whole group? Just how everyone's in it together. You know, all the veterans took less to sign here to be part of this. Our young guys, from the moment they were drafted, wanted to contribute to a club that could get to the World Series, win a World Series, and now they all set their egos aside, and they're getting rewarded for it.
Your emotions, Dave Martinez, right now?
Hey, I'm in complete awe. I really am. There's no words to describe what I feel right now. You know, as a player here, now coming back as a coach, we wait for this moment to happen, and now it's here, and it's just like, it's better than what I expected.
Yeah, you played center field here. You know what it's like to run on the field. And did you get a little emotional when the final out happened?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, you know, it's a, like I said, it's a feeling for not just us, but just for the city of Chicago and all the fans and everybody that's ever played here. I mean, you think about those guys, you know, and seeing Billy here, it's just incredible for everybody. It really is.
Do you feel like a weight off the franchise right now? I know you got four more to go, but it feels like a little better right now in this moment.
It's going to feel good for a while, you know, but like you said, you know, the ultimate goal is to bring home a championship, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Can these guys do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.